Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parta, talking Holton football as the Wildcats coming off a district win against Hiawatha, their final district and league game of the season. The final score 21-13. Coach, you led 21-0 at halftime, and it's probably been a while since you can remember a game maybe that was so different in each of the two halves, but ran for over 300 yards in the first half and really kind of dominated up 21-0, but then really struggled. And it was Hiawatha getting all the points scored in the second half. What about the two differences in the halves and how that game played out last week?
Well, I thought we came out well prepared and ready to play, and it probably could have been worse the first half. We had a couple inadvertent whistles and some things that really didn't go our way that would have gave us an opportunity, and we're just kind of a mystery sometimes. We came out the second half and really didn't do anything on the line of scrimmage, and they got a little momentum and moved the ball, and we couldn't do anything offensively, so we played on our end of the field the whole second half, and it was really pretty disappointing. We've got to get that figured out, or we're going to be in trouble.
Well, it's kind of crazy, because the last few games I felt like we were talking about getting off to a stronger, quicker start and being able to kind of play with the lead, and you accomplish that, and now it's kind of the old adage that you hear every coach talk about is when can we put together a game for all four quarters, right?
Yeah, I think it might be the same everywhere. I think things are a little different these days, and we relax really easy, and we've got to find that way to maintain that focus. And when we get an opportunity to extend the lead, you've got to do that in the playoffs. So we want to build a little momentum this week, and even if we don't get out of there with a win, we want to really play well against a good team at Leavenworth and get a little momentum playing going into the playoffs and learn to just play faster and longer.
One other positive that I noted last week on the defensive side of the football, I mean, obviously giving up fewer points, but I thought the pass defense was good. Hiawatha threw it 10 times, only completed 3 passes and 38 yards, so you didn't really allow the deep ball. And I thought, you know, as kind of a concern over the previous few weeks, that maybe you saw some improvement from your pass defense last week when they had opportunities.
Yeah, I think really a lot of our problems in defense have been just not playing aggressively and assignment sound. And, you know, this week we're really going to be challenged with some really fast receivers and guys that are hard to tackle. And we're just trying to keep it as simple as we can and just try to make plays and get people on the ground and make them line up and do it again.
It's kind of, you know, something that you always have to be prepared for. But Kel Frazier last week, your leading middle linebacker, goes out. You move one of your running backs to the fullback spot. So Brody Nickel comes in when Shute moves to fullback. But how did you feel like your guys handled maybe that adversity? And do you feel like you have a team that has some versatility to be able to move those spots like they did if you need going forward?
Yeah, I don't think that's the perfect thing for us, but that's kind of what we have to do right now. And probably our biggest disappointment is just not getting off the ball on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, in the first half, we got first downs with that combination because we were creating holes. In the second half, we really just didn't get off the ball and move our feet. And certainly those guys are capable, but it's not ideal for Kale not to be in the game, and that hurts us on both sides of the ball.
As Coach mentioned, a game at Leavenworth this Friday night, non-district, non-league, as Holton prepares for the postseason. We'll talk about the matchup with Leavenworth after this timeout here on the Wildcat Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parta, Holton football at Leavenworth this week. And Coach, I know the number one goal is to stay healthy, something that didn't happen in this game last year, but you can't play soft. You got to go play to win. It's a non-district, non-league game, but it'll be kind of fun to play on turf. What are your thoughts going into Leavenworth here Friday night?
Well, this game, you know, hurt us last year because we had a couple really big injuries. We lose our best running back and one of our starting linemen, and it was a game you debated whether or not you wanted to play, but at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to play against a fast team and learn to play faster. So we do get to play on turf, and I think if the playoffs work the way I think it would be, we would be on turf for the first couple weeks of the playoffs. So there's a lot of benefits to playing this game for us this year.
Talk about Leavenworth, and obviously they're having a really good year, 6-1, best season they've had in quite some time, but facing them last year will maybe help a bit. How does this year's Leavenworth team look?
Well, yeah, they're big up front, especially on their interior. They've got a really good tight end. They've got a slot receiver that's a big, strong kid that runs a legitimate 4.340, and a running back that's really quick and is probably a 4.540. So those are things that we don't see every week to defend. And then they also do, they have 3 down linemen that are pretty good defensively. So that's a challenge for what we do. And You know, it's just it's a fun opportunity. I don't know that it makes a difference in the playoffs for us if we win or lose. So we want to kind of go down there as an underdog and enjoy it and see if we can pull one off.
You're like a lot of coaches. You love practice a lot more than the games. How practice has been for this team this year? Have you enjoyed it? Are they a good practice team? Is it a good, fun group that likes to grow and improve and get better together? Or how practice has gone through the season?
Well, yeah, I think we have really good kids, and we were critical of them the other night the way we played the second game, and I thought they bounced back Monday, and we shouldn't be satisfied with less than what we can do, and we've got to play up to our standards, and I think they're trying to do that. And you know, sometimes being a good kid isn't enough. You also have to learn to work and push through some things, and we've struggled with that a little bit this year. But overall, they're just, you know, they're a fun group, and they bounce back, and we just want to see them achieve to the level that we think they're capable of.
Now we look forward to the game Friday night in Leavenworth. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck. We'll talk about the playoffs next week.
Thank you.
Coach Brooks Parda, head man for Holton. The weekly locker room chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Community Healthcare System, and by Medical Pharmacy.